Pedophile academic calls for tolerance for minor attracted persons. Demands acceptance from LGBTQ+ community. By Kurt Zindelka on September 1, 2022. An academic in Belgium has come under fire for an unearthed research paper in which he admits to being a pedophile and argues that society should be more tolerant of minor attracted persons and that the LGBTQ+ community should accept pedophiles as a sexual minority. An academic paper published earlier this year on the website Controversial Ideas by Brecht Verwieder, a pseudonym apparently used to protect the author from criminal prosecution, argues that pedophilia should be classified as just another sexual orientation and that minor attracted persons, MAPs, should be accepted by society. He argues that many men, as well as some women, are attracted almost exclusively to minors and therefore they should have some support structures in society, pointing towards pro-pedophile societies of the past such as the North American Man-Boy-Love Association, NAMBLA, Project Truth, and the Dutch-based Vereniging Martijn, each of which were granted membership to the International Lesbian and Gay Association until 1994. In the paper, The Pedophile as a Human Being, an autoethnography for the recognition of a marginalized sexual orientation, which was uncovered this week by the feminist site Redux and is presumed to not be a hoax, Verwieder details his own history of being attracted to young boys and sexual experiences he has had with children, stating that he first came to the realization of his attraction to young boys when he was 17 years old. In the queue for the school canteen, my eyes drifted to the young kids who gathered in groups. During gym classes I enjoyed the smooth caps of the second-year boys, he said. Verwieder goes on to detail his own history of pedophilia, including sharing a tent with a 13-year-old boy, whom he lusted after, writing, "I carefully crept a little closer. We were practically in a spooning position," adding that he had a prolonged and painful erection. As I had hoped, it was not just about sleeping. Since he was not averse to some wrestling and mutual tickling from time to time, he wrote. In another example, Verwieder recounts spending the night with a 15-year-old, he grabbed my hand and pressed it onto his face. Overcome with emotion I started stroking his face, and then he opened his mouth a bit and sucked my finger for a while. Expanding on his general attraction for young boys, he said that it was clear that manually initiating a young, hormone-overflowing pubescent boy into the world of orgasm would certainly give me much greater satisfaction than having vaginal sex. Continuing his argument for societal acceptance, the academic called on the LGBTQ+ community to embrace pedophilia, claiming that they are a particular sexual minority whom are subjected to the same problems of stigma, discrimination and social isolation as other members of the LGBT community, albeit to a greater degree. If the community is to be inclusive, then it must live up to the meaning of the plus in its acronym, he proclaimed, adding that rejecting pedophilia as a sexual orientation is unethical and intellectually unfair. The Journal of Controversial Ideas in which the paper was published was established by Oxford professor Jeff McMahon and Princeton professor Peter Singer in order to allow academics to publish offensive, immoral, or dangerous material for the sake of the free exchange of ideas, often under pseudonyms like Verwieder to avoid repercussions. It comes after a similar academic controversy surrounding pedophilia, after the University of Manchester published a so-called research paper from PhD candidate Carl Anderson, in which he detailed his experiences masturbating to Japanese cartoon magazines depicting young boys in a sexual manner. Some of these drawn characters, in his own words, were very young boy characters, who would greedily jump over the first cock that presented itself. Despite possession of drawn child porn being a crime in Britain, Anderson said that he wished to examine the age of the characters and the explicitness of the sex, as well as in the reader's views on whether or how sexual desire for fictional boys is connected to sexual attraction to actual children. In August, Breitbart London revealed that the Greater Manchester Police has launched an investigation into the paper. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.